Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. You know, my hot button right now, something I'm very, very passionate about it, is exposing socialism and communism in the United States. Perhaps you think I'm going a little bit over the edge when I say exposing communism, but I'm going to get an opinion on that one from my friend Josh Philip from the Epoch Times. But more importantly than that, I think we have a real problem right now with socialism. I mean, the Democrat who came out and basically all but said he's going to run for the office of president in 2020 is Joe Biden. Former Vice President Biden is on the record as saying, I am as progressive as any candidate in the race right now. Well, unfortunately, Big Al relates a progressive Democrat to a Democrat who seems to be in the camp of certainly the socialistic camp. I don't want to include necessarily Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that. She's in the camp. There's no question about that. But the fact of the matter is, I think she's a flash in the pan. But some of the other people who are out there are more than just flashes in the pan. And but then again, Ocasio-Cortez is gaining a lot of traction according to the polls that I'm reading. My friend Joshua Philip, who is an investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, way up the chain at that organization, that happens to be his passion also. Give me some views and your opinion on socialism creep in the United States, Josh.
Right. So in my opinion, one of the biggest issues we have is that most people, I would say, don't really know what socialism, don't really know what communism is. Maybe a better way to put it. And through that, they don't fully understand what socialism is. Bernie Sanders recently came out and he said that he believes that he can sell socialism to the United States, to the American people, if he can help them understand what socialism is. And I think the real issue, I mean, I don't know what the heck he's going to sell them, because if you know what socialism is, I think most people will be horrified by it. Socialism, as stated by Marx, was the initial stage of communism. So Marx talked about the five stages of civilization: primitive communism, agrarian society, capitalism, socialism, communism. The way they spoke about that, keep in mind, at the time of Marx, there was no such thing as socialism or communism. Socialism was the government system that would be used to create the communist society and communist individual. Communism was more like the envisioned end goal. It was a state where a person's morals, beliefs, concepts, history, culture, all these things were annihilated. We have an individual who no longer has any morals restraining their character, who no longer has any concept of history or traditions and or faith or belief in gods. None of that. You have an individual who all that's been wiped out. Socialism was the government tyranny, the system of absolute government control that would be used to drive society towards that goal. As explained by Lenin, socialism was called state capitalism, where the state had seized all means of production and controlled the capitalist systems within society. It's also been called the dictatorship of the proletariat, and that's the idea. Socialism is a dictatorship, a totalitarian dictatorship.
You know, I have to tell you, it's interesting to me that most progressives today are very enthusiastic millennials or younger people. Now, the progressive arm of the Democratic Party, which I think, in my opinion, is a Democratic Party, is gaining a huge amount of traction right now, Josh, among millennials. I am particularly aghast that this is happening, because as you know, we've talked about this before, I am the son of Russian immigrants. These people, my parents fled from Russia, otherwise they would have been killed in 2000, and I believe it's 2017. And I grew up realizing how bad a totalitarian government really is. And I heard it firsthand from my parents. In my opinion, I don't understand why more and more millennials today are embracing Alexandria Cortez, the two and her two colleagues who happen to be Muslim. And I'm not necessarily being derogatory about Muslims at this point. I have to believe that there are good Muslims out there, although I have guests on the show who feel they're all basically attempting to eradicate non-Muslims, etc., which I think is a bit of a dramatic statement, although it seems to be going in that direction in many, many cases. But having said that, that's not the subject of our discussion. It amazes me, Josh, that so many people in the United States seem to be embracing socialism. How can a guy like Bernie Sanders be a viable candidate when he has these beliefs? You tell me, man.
The only way I think he can be a viable candidate is that people think that socialism represents something it doesn't. And I mean, coming from my own stance, I mean, I'm a former far leftist. I came from that side. I was very into the whole anarchist movements, which, if you understand what the real history of true anarchy is, it's very much a communist system. The idea was that, you know, using personal anarchy to achieve what they call intentional communism. That was true anarchy. Goes back to William Godwin. I won't get into the whole thing. But you know, it was only because I believed it was something it wasn't. I think I don't want to tell my whole story, but I had a very kind of long process of coming around. And I think these days you could say I'm very traditionally conservative. Maybe it may be a way to put it, not partisan conservative, but traditionally conservative. A lot of young people these days believe that socialism represents something it doesn't. They believe it means you care about poor. It means that you believe in sharing and caring for others and thinking of the well-being of others. This is what they believe socialism represents. And they've been fed this whole narrative that anyone on the right does not believe that you should care for others and so on. It's because, one, they no longer understand what society was before these systems of tyranny were created. And that's really what they are, is just systems of government tyranny, absolute government tyranny. They no longer understand the history of the Democratic Party, which was the party of slavery, the party of racism, the party of, you know, manipulating immigrants and, you know, pretty much getting people in debt traps and all these things and so on. Not saying the Republican Party doesn't have its issues as well, which is why, again, I mentioned I'm not really a partisan. You know, I don't really hold the partisan views with this stuff. But, you know, I think that, how should I say it? They've been fed this false narrative that political systems are basically, you have communism on the far left, and that you have fascism on the far right, which is absolute nonsense. Mussolini was the second most popular socialist in all of Europe. He was a socialist. He was an absolute socialist. If you read his writings, he talks about it. Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Party. he rewrote a lot of the socialist ideas to create the Nazi system. He was a socialist. He was an absolute socialist. People have been fed this false narrative that somehow takes out the socialism from their policies. But if you read their policies, they're not much different, honestly, from Bernie Sanders. If you look at the policies of Hitler, if you look at the policies of Mussolini, it's not much different from the progressives of today. It's the same system, just packaged differently, selling you the same narratives. But so, you know, during Hitler's time, it was the Jews. These days, it's the white man, right? Mussolini, right, so on. Under Lenin, you had the kulaks. Under Stalin, you had, you know, whatever group you wanted to persecute. Under Mao, it was the landlords and the rightists.
Josh, Josh, hang on just a second. I got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back speaking with Josh Phillip about the concept of creeping socialism. Stick around.